We are now, we would be at item number four. However, number four has been deferred until May 10th. And so we find, normally I would take a bio break here, given that we've been at it for an hour and a half, but we only have one case left. And it is Mr. Mulhall, who's warmed up. And so I'd like to proceed without objection to hear this next case that at least that this hearing officer will be hearing. So this is item number five, PR 2022-007617, SD 2023-56, preliminary and final plat. This is CSI Cartesian Surveys, agent for Nicolo Muniz, request the platting action for all or a portion of lots 4 and 5, block 90A, Snow Heights Edition, zoned RMH, located at 11,100 and 11,200 Towner Avenue Northeast between Colette Street and Wantabo Boulevard Northeast, containing approximately 0.3859 acres. I'll note that this was deferred from our hearing of March 22nd. Mr. Mulhall, are there others who are here that you're aware of to speak on this matter?
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, surveying agent. No, I don't believe that Mr. Muniz is in attendance on this, and so it should just be me.
All right, so if you'll proceed with a description of your application.
Certainly. So we were heard about a month ago at THO for this subject property. We were looking to eliminate the interior lot line between these two lots to consolidate it into one. We were offering additional right-of-way to both, or I believe just a Towner at that time, in order to accommodate sidewalk width. And at that point, it was brought to our attention that we would need to dedicate additional right-of-way to also accommodate landscape buffering. And so we've come back to DHO with that additional right-of-way dedicated for the buffer space as well. The intent of the property is to demolish the existing small multifamily structure on the property in order to develop both lots as a multifamily housing development. It's just larger and a little bit more efficient and in character with the rest of the neighborhood. I did want to note that I did speak with the client over email this morning, and he recognized that the pro rata to the Water Authority was still outstanding. And so he confirmed with me that he's willing to make that payment. I do have a DXF approval for the new design, and so that should have been provided the email confirming that in our supplemental application for this. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Now is our time to hear testimony or comments from the public. Are there members of the public who are here and wish to speak? If so, please indicate with the digital hand signal or a real hand signal. Seeing none, let me check with Ms. Gomez. Have you had any indication that we have members of the public here?
I have not, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you very much. We will move now to the DFT members. We'll start with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. As Ryan mentioned, they do owe pro rata. That's really the only outstanding comment I have. So once they pay that, I'm okay.
Do you propose that be a condition of approval?
Correct. I wouldn't sign until that is paid.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We move now to Mr. Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. The plat has been corrected and addresses our prior objection by Code Enforcement for the width of the lot. A couple of comments related to proposed development that I believe just would be important to note for the client. Of course, this proposed development is for multifamily use and is adjacent to an R1B residential zone to the south. This would require a 15-foot landscape buffer on the southern property line as per table 564, IDO 56E2A. And the proposed development must meet requirements of IDO 59, limiting to 30-foot height within 100 feet of the southern property line for R1B. Again, those are just proposed development comments. Code enforcement has no further comments at this time and no objections to the proposed replat action.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer, and thanks for the clarification for future site plan purposes. Ms. Whalen with Parks and Rec.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections to this requested action. Thank you.
And I apologize to Ms. Phelan for calling her Whalen. Mr. Tiquan Chen, Hydrology.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action. A future grading and drainage plan may be required.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Armijo with Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objection. For future development, a TCL will be required prior to building permit or site plan for building permit.
Okay, thank you. And for planning, Mr. Rodenbeck, Mr. Webb, or Ms. Wolfley.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Project and application numbers will need to be added prior to final sign off by staff. Let's see, I've already discussed the sidewalk and landscaping buffer requirements. It appears that it will be in compliance. The infrastructure list is showing 5-foot sidewalks. Mr. Mulholland, do you have any questions or anything in that regard?
No, this is Ramal with Cartesian Surveys. The client's pretty clear on that. He's going to go with the infrastructure improvement agreement to financially guarantee those so that they'll be constructed in line with the construction of the multifamily housing that he intends on the site. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And then we had a development clarification. Code enforcement had already mentioned that, so no need to go over that again. And we had some of the same standard comments for procedure and sign off and some development guidance in regard to the multifamily that was mentioned previously in the submittal. So just let us know if there's additional questions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Webb. Are there any members of the public who have showed up during this hearing who need to speak? Seeing none, let me ask Mr. Mulhall if you have any final comments. I just to let you know, the DHO is inclined to approve this and with the condition that the pro rata needs to be paid over to Water Authority prior to any full approval.
Right. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. No, we're thrilled to hear that. And we'll send you separate PDFs of the plat infrastructure list to hopefully expedite signatures upon approval. Thank you.
All right. And I thank you. Seeing no other hands raised. Oh, I do see a hand raised. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to enlighten Mr. Gutierrez to just add that pro rata condition of approval into the chat room if possible. I'll just note for the record too, the planning had one condition of approval, which is a recorded IIA based upon the approved infrastructure list. Mr. Mulhall did actually get this supplemental submittal plat, the project and application numbers added to the plat, and has HSDXF file approval, so we don't need to have those as conditions.
All right, thank you very much. This matter, item 5, PR 2022-7617, is approved with conditions that an IIA be submitted, as well as the pro rata instruction that's being developed by Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Utility Authority. And let me say before I conclude that this hearing officer will end his hearing. I have declared a conflict of interest on item number 6 and will be leaving this hearing. Before I go, Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Rodenbeck, any instructions or anything that we need to do to wrap up this portion of today's hearing?
This is Ms. Wolfley. Mr. Kemble, I think we do want to take a break at this point. Did you identify the time?
I would suggest that you break until it's now 10:40. Is a 20-minute break appropriate?
Sure.
All right. So this matter will reconvene with with Mr. Bohannon as the hearing officer at 11 a.m. Thank you all very much for your attendance and your attention today. Thank you.